You're now listening to Sleep Time Sober.
Listen up, everybody, as you tune to this podcast. Sleep Time's Over, come closer to get the raw facts. Zach Moore's hosting on the show, for sure. Recording live from Jawai, that's the dope, you know. Talking, reminiscing about the good old days in the now. Sipping on that old fashioned at the room at Eyebrow.
That's
right. Location worldwide on your stereo tech. On your phone, on the pad, but guaranteed all fresh. Reviewing music and the news that the media miss. I got the blueprint with the newness that the people will take. Good old America ain't ready for the island of slang. Sleep Time is over, give a toast up to the rest of the game. To your tribe or the vibe or the click on the mission. Suggest you dive cause we live on transmission. Listen, he got the voice that got the locals on vote. Zach Moore's from there, but for now, lock it in for the show.
Sleep Time's Over! Live from the Hard Rock Room, your guest tonight, from Punch Bowl Coffee, Eric! We also got a live performance by the one man Fight for Hunger, Kids Need Food! Over here on the ones and twos, DJ Freeze, sommelier to the stars, Mr. Sky! DJ Zach Mars!
Well, coming out of the door this week, Sky.
Yeah.
What a new deal. I couldn't really hear, so I was trying to make sure I got... But it was Ben yelling, so I'm like, am I going to hear this? Yes, it's Ben yelling. The Lord Flores, ladies
so
and gentlemen.
So much energy. Yes.
Yes. This is episode
good voice projection there.
Always, right?
Yes.
And it's always on the fly. It's a good freestyle yeller.
Absolutely.
It's good to be. Episode 144 of this program.
144, man.
Over. Welcome to everybody at the Highbrow Room. Thank
welcome
you.
Welcome everybody, yeah.
Coming down. Give yourselves a round of applause here. You know, I tell you, you know, it's late.
Thanks everybody for coming out.
Drinking, eating. Thank you for staying out and not staying home and watching Disney Plus, which is out today.
Hey.
And congrats to all of you who don't know who that or what that is.
Yeah, you're better off.
Well, you guys have sex regularly, so that's good. So congratulations to all of you.
Well, damn.
I'm just saying, really. Sean Iman is here as well. Good. Steve Largent's very favorite Seahawk, I guess, is a...
Oh, he's number one Seahawks fan in the house.
Seahawks fans in the crowd tonight? I mean, they're everywhere. Good. Oh, hey, there you go. Wow.
Hey.
All right. We got one. We got one token. All right. Very good. More than Oilers fans.
Sean right. was touring around with the mascot of the Seattle Seahawks. Did you see that on social media?
Why, Sean? Why was that?
I like to hang out with stuffed animals.
Oh, man. He's a furry, man, I guess.
Once again, it's a different demographic. yes, the pop toy generation. It's a thing. But, yes, shout out to the Law Beer Company downstairs. Always shout out to them. Oh, shout out to Sakai and Company.
Hey.
With the exclusive Punch Bowl Coffee. Chocolate cupcakes. Is that right? Oh. I got it right this time. Okay.
What?
We got that. We have LMC Media as our sponsor. We have Chambers Wine. Scott, you know something about that?
Yep.
Always a fun little party that we do each and every week. Thank you to everybody listening to an iTunes,
cupcakes.
Spotify, iHeartRadio. Freeze, what'd you say?
Cupcakes.
Yes. Oh, okay, there we go.
He's taking a cupcake break
once
already.
Once again, DJ
We're
Freeze.
Like 2 minutes into the show.
He is the Paul Schaefer of this show. And yeah, see, this is the first time you walked off the... No, you walked off camera before,
I walked
right?
off hella times.
You did the step going
hella
down
times.
Thing. And you, all right.
And make sure to remind people about the YouTube page.
Yes, and let's...
So
they
can watch the live program. Yes.
Let's not forget the YouTube. We have multiple angles now. We have 4K, which you know what that means, Sky.
Oh, blemishes, pimples.
Botox coming soon. Yes, because we can see everything
yeah,
now.
Oh,
so not good. Yes, we got to do facials weekly now. So that sums up the week. How was your weekend?
It was good. I tried a new sushi restaurant that just opened up recently, Sushi Senyu. It's,
Senyu.
Yeah,
yes.
It's over. It's the old Konakai sushi. If Senyu, you guys remember the old Konakai, not on Wailai, the original Konakai sushi. It's behind Rock Bottom Sports
hey,
Bar of all
shout
places.
Out Rock Bottom.
Oh, bruh.
You remember that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Where beer pong goes to die. That's
yes.
Where, that's
so it's literally
excellent.
A sushi restaurant attached to the second floor of Rock Bottom.
Where you go to hit Rock Bottom.
Wow. Yeah, where you go hit Rock Bottom. But it's owned by a friend of mine, Chef Cosmo. So shout out to Cosmo. And
okay.
It's only a 16-seater restaurant, really small.
Right.
Great sushi, though.
So it's just a bar.
No menu. No menu.
No menu.
Omakase only. So wow. It's chef's choice only.
Just go in there, eat it however.
Excellent. And then you just tell them stop when you're ready to stop. Nope. You know, wow. So priceless, you know, it's expensive. It's sushi. So
it's omakase
running
bucks.
Between like one and 125. It's 100, 125.
But then you throw the sake in there. We're going about 250 here. Right?
Yeah, you're getting up there.
Right. Shout out to
so I give it four mics overall. It's more of a sasabune style. So if you get a sasabune, it's more kind of tailored.
It's like funny because you gotta walk through all the UH students.
You don't want you dunking.
You gotta walk through all the UH students to get to this fabulous sushi place.
No, they have a back entrance. So you
go to back end, freeze.
I thought when I was walking through the back, I thought I was getting like catfished to get murdered, but luckily
I got
some wonderful sushi out of it. So
freeze, you DJed at Rock Bottom before?
I have, yes.
Yeah. Okay. What's your take on Rock Bottom? What's going on over there? Shout out to what?
I'm too old for that, bro. That's all UH.
You're hanging over
bro.
From the cupcake? Nah. Okay, I got it. I don't know.
They do AMFs all night. I kind of do.
That's one thing I gotta mention. If you're gonna go eat at Sushi Senyu, you're eating at like fine dining sushi, but then you go to the bathroom. You're going to the bathroom in Rock Bottom, and
oh, it's connected.
So
to
yes,
that.
So
right.
There was a guy throwing up when I was using the.
There
restroom,
we go.
So.
Drink AMF.
So there you go. It's kind of mixing it all
Schmoke.
Up there. Yeah. So weird experience.
Appetizer.
I say
calamari.
Atmosphere. Two mics. Food right. is four mics.
Okay.
So and I watched two Stephen King adaptations. I went
yes,
to.
Yes, you watch movies, Sky.
I watched
watch?
The movie Doctor Sleep. It's the sequel to The Shining.
Okay,
nobody's
right.
heard about this movie. It obviously bombed at the box office. Nobody watched it.
Oh, really? Did it?
Starred Ewan McGregor.
Right.
It's based on the
He's
sequel
the kid.
That takes place 30 years after The Shining.
Okay.
It's fantastic. All I gotta say, I would say it's in top five best horror sequels of all time.
Really?
It's gonna be go down as the most underrated movie of the year. I'm putting that down right now.
But it did not do well.
It did not do well. Sean and I watched that movie as eight people in the theater, and we're two out of eight, so.
Wow.
Yeah. So
doesn't mean it wasn't good though, right? I'm saying
it's a fantastic movie, man. I'm putting it up there with one of the best like horror fantasy movies.
One of the best Stephen King movies. Now Stephen King signs off on a lot of crap.
One of the best Stephen King adaptations ever. Okay. So I'm putting it up there. And then I watched another Stephen King adaptation, which is not so good. It's on Netflix called In the Tall Grass.
I did not hear anything about this. What is
you guys
this
can pass on that one. It's
okay. I'm not going to even.
Yeah.
What's the mic rating for the people?
That one's a two mic for me on that one.
All right.
But on Dr. Sleep 4, I'll give it a 4.5.
Well, Ewan McGregor can't go wrong, right? He's never really screwed up, right? Was Ewan McGregor every
screwed up? Ewan McGregor, but
up.
The writer-director is the guy that made The Haunting of Hill House. So I mean, you guys watched that show on Netflix. I really thought it was really great.
Okay.
And the guy Mike Flanagan, man, he's doing some of the best horror movies out right now. So how was your weekend?
Good to know. Well,
you went to a concert, I heard.
I went to an event. I went to an event on Saturday. Yes, Saturday night. And for the people that follow this show, I don't venture past the region of Kalihi because I'm tired and it's too far. Okay? I'm a town for life kind of guy. But on Saturday night, this past Saturday night, I ventured out to the beautiful, vivacious area of Aiea. And I was there.
Wow.
And I did not want to drive. Gavin knows about Aiea very well. And
yes,
I went out there and I decided I'm not going to drive because I don't drive at night. Because I figured there's going to be liquor at this event. So I'm not going to drive. I'm not going to drive at night to Aiea. I'm going to Uber there.
Yes.
Farthest Uber I've ever went to.
How much is an Uber from town to the leeward side?
That's a great question. It's $19.10.
Seems like a deal.
It's not bad, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the Uber X. You know, for you went to Uber Select, like you want to go get
or like
you know,
about a 20-minute ride, right?
Right, I got picked up in a Hyundai, you know, as opposed to, you know, getting picked up in Audi, you know. But $19, it's fine. As I entered the car to Aiea, something happened to my phone.
Uh-oh.
No data. The phone shut down.
Okay.
So I'm like, is this a precursor of what's going to happen? Like, is this, I couldn't dial out. I couldn't text out. Nothing was going on.
You'd be
the
stuck
phone
in
shut
Aiea.
Down. So, right. So as I'm passing like Bishop Museum, I'm just trying to do something with the phone. I can't do anything with the phone. So I didn't know what was going to happen. I thought I was going to be lost in Aiea. And it only, strangely, it went back on as he dropped me off into, in Aiea. So it was like, it was really doing a big mind fuck with me.
Wow. So you're panicking.
There was.
See how dependent you are on your phone now?
Let me tell you something, right? Okay. This is the day and age. It's 2019. I have 99% of business is done on the phone. So it's going to be a thing. And did I panic? You know, I don't want to say the word panic, but some stress. Something like that internally, right? Something, you know, is that feeling. So I was doing that, and then I got there, and of course, it was all good after that. It was a great event. It was for Kids Need Food. Shout out.
Hey.
Their album release party. So everybody was there. All the people. Cabot was there. Shout out to Spell. Shout out all the characters. No one strangely.
Who's who of hip hop?
The who's who of the Hawaii hip hop community. No one vaping.
Good. Which thank goodness.
A shock.
Because, we did maybe because they listened to our expose on the.
After all the times I'm telling all you, vaping. All you yahoos vaping outside, not buying anything, not supporting, just shaking hands. Finally, someone heard. I did not see, unless I missed it, but I did not see any vaping. So that was a good plus. Had ube churros. The food was good. Had some kind of like Filipino quesadilla, I think.
Ube churros.
We'll have Kids Need Food explain what's going on with that. Had that.
Sounds good to me.
Oh, kids running around. It was a family affair. Shout out Mary J. Blige. It was a great thing. That was Saturday night.
And then performed the new album.
From the new album. Everybody was, always, I guess, what would be not socializing, but everybody's all trying to talk about their latest stuff. So it's all of that, you know. You know, when you haven't seen, all these hip-hop people, they're going, yeah, man, that's what I've been working on, man. I've been selling this new album, and I got this new thing, and I got this new shirt, and I got this new sticker, all this kind of shit. So everybody's, trying to sell each other on everything in this environment. So,
I just made this new
movie.
Are
you selling yourself as well?
I'm just like, hi, how's it going? Yeah. You got to do shaking hands. You got to do this
promoting
kind,
the show?
This kind, shaking
what a
hands.
Dick. You
gotta do it. I'm not going to, what am I going to be some, I'm already like this Holly looking guy in this party, okay? I don't want to be like, I don't want to be that ass, okay? That's going to walk in there and be like, oh, you seen the show? You haven't? I'm not going to do that. So I just, I talk nicely. I say things like, okay. Stuff
what
like
a
that. It was a nice pleasure. In all seriousness, it was a great night. And it was great to have them perform tonight because the album released.
Yeah, looking forward
yesterday,
to it. Yesterday,
the 11th, to it. November 11th.
Yeah, album just dropped.
We recorded this show November 12th. So shout out, Kids Need Food.
All right,
was pretty much the weekend.
Right into topics?
So let's go into the news of the week.
We got our take time, waste time.
Yeah.
So you're talking about vaping. We always joke on this show about people taking a smoke break.
Yeah, everybody
right?
want to go smoke.
Alone time.
Eat.
Well, it seems the Japanese have taken it to the next level.
Yeah.
One-man smoking booths are being built and distributed in offices around Tokyo.
Right.
Company Ryo Netsu has started selling one-man smoking boxes that can be assembled in office high-rises so the employee does not have to go downstairs or leave the office to have a cigarette.
Well, it's like I said, like the
so
tiny
So it looks
house.
Like a phone booth.
Right, a tiny toilet.
They blow the smoke right. up into the roof of the smoking box.
Oh, is that what? Okay, so we'll post
exactly.
the picture as we do for the video.
So yeah, we're going to have a graphic up for the YouTube video.
And then we had the poll on Instagram today.
Yes.
If this would work or not. We got an overwhelming 90% said they would smoke in there.
Well, it's probably all the alienated smokers that are voting on this. That's
well,
why.
I mean, do you really want to sit in a box and there's no, the wall is right in front of you and you're just going to stand there and you're just going to smoke,
so
think about life.
They're basically narrow
phone booths. Be depressed. What?
They're equipped with a large air filter above the smoker's head as well as special fans that basically prevent the smoke from ever
fans.
Leaving the box.
Yeah.
And the box also releases a deodorant of your choice of a
oh, your choice
to eliminate any odors on clothes.
Axe,
so I guess you can
body
buy the
spray.
Box with a specific scent. You can be like Pine Fresh or morning
Axe body
morning
spray.
Dew.
Nobody putting Axe body spray in that freeze, but I don't see this happening in America. And
they go for about $2,000 a pop.
But you see, but that goes down in Japan. Japan is very they're compact kind of a thing because they got those little capsules.
Cubicles. Yeah, the capsules.
Not even a cubicle, but a little thing that they go sleep in. The little. It was in Fifth Element,
right.
the pods.
It's,
right.
Yeah, it's one step away from
the
a
guy
coffin.
Passes out. Bruce Willis passed out.
Yo.
They have that. You might as well have the smoke break one. Might right. as well. So, yeah, that's fine. It's not going to work here, though.
It's not going to, you don't think it's going to happen?
No, the Americans
America.
Not going to go for that.
Okay.
They're going to be too pissed off. Or maybe they will, because depression is in. So maybe they will go inside that room and just stand there and then just think about nothing or just be on their phone. Yeah, what else we got?
All right. No. So next one is, you think, is McDonald's getting into the secret menu game? So a recent article reported that a customer, Parrish Brown, ordered a sweet tea with light ice and extra lemon in a South Carolina McDonald's. And after consuming the beverage, he felt strange and disoriented. After examining the drink, he discovered
Isn't that everyone coming out of McDonald's? What are you talking
probably.
About?
Probably. He discovered his three tea bags were all filled with marijuana.
Well, okay.
Police in the area are investigating, and the police are not letting the public know the exact whereabouts of this South Carolina McDonald's to avoid people from going and trying to get this beverage.
Well, first of all, I got some red flags there. You mentioned ice. You mentioned tea bags. Yeah.
He ordered sweet tea with light ice and extra lemon. That's code for weed tea.
Well, I mean, everybody's going to have their own different definition of this weed tea. When I think, when you said ice, I thought you guys put Batu in the tea or something. It was a crystal meth tea. Probably had Nuanu McDonald's.
What the fuck is going on here?
Is Nuanu McDonald? Hey, Arnold's back. Yeah. I don't even know if there's a Nuanu McDonald's, but they probably got Batu in the tea there. I don't know. South Carolina, who knows what they're doing over there? They're the Gamecocks, for God's sakes. Forget it. Next
well,
one on that one.
Speaking of weird shit and drinks, Ben, are you listening here? A new South African
Ben checked out long ago.
A new South African distillery led by two scientists have produced a new gin that's hitting the market in South Africa, which uses botanicals in digested elephant shit.
Hey, all right. Well, at least they have the tusks, right? Or like the ivory. So that's good.
So
that's good.
Reportedly, the gin is called Inlovu, and it's the Zulu word for elephant. And it reportedly... there's a specific region of South Africa where the elephants consume an exotic variety of fruits, flowers, leaves, tree bark, and herbs. The poop is then handpicked, that's what they say on the ad, dried, crumbled, and washed to remove any dirt and sand. Then the digested botanicals are distilled with the liquor. Holy shit.
Where you found this article, Scott?
This was in the Huffington Post.
All right. This is Huffington.
This
Huffington,
was and reposted in the Star Advertiser.
Well, Star Advertiser, they're trying.
Yeah, questionable, but the bottles are then marked with the coordinates of where each shit was found.
Well, what's the price on this? What's the price point?
They go for about $35 a bottle.
It's not bad.
And they are selling out in stores all over South Africa. Tourists are buying the hell out of this thing.
Well, shout out to South Africa and rediscovering Lady Alma, who was our guest
yes.
last week. So were they drinking the gin as
and
well?
And they described the flavors as woody, spicy, and earthy. Yeah, no shit.
It'll
wow.
be showed up at Down Earth anytime.
Holy crap,
fine.
Man.
That's fine.
Guano and elephantitis and all. Right, well,
Ben, you think you want to make a cocktail with this elephant dung gin?
Yeah.
He's in.
Of course Ben is in.
He gets all a free bottle. Hey, what the hell?
What the hell? Right. Might as well, yes.
So it's moving on to more weirdos, rapper T.I., Atlanta rapper T.I., went on an interview on a podcast called Ladies Like Us last week and admitted that he takes his daughter to the gynecologist, his 18-year-old daughter to the gynecologist to make sure she's still a virgin.
Yes, he should. Yes.
What's exactly. wrong with this guy? Come on, man.
You gotta make sure, you gotta, well.
Hey, yo, how's your hymen?
He basically, yes, he asked the gynecologist annually, he's been going annually with her every year to make sure her hymen is still intact.
Okay, for the people that don't know, exactly what is the hymen? The man that don't know. For me that doesn't know, I don't know what the hymen is. What is it? What is the hymen, Sky?
Are we really going to go into that part of the show?
You go and bring it to this topic. Let's go with it. Let's
we can
go.
Have a lady come on the mic.
Well,
and talk about
I don't
it,
know if
know?
We're going to have anyone brave enough to do so, but I'm just saying.
Basically, I think everyone in the room knows what the basis of it is.
All right, I got
right?
it.
And he argued on the podcast that basically the doctor tells him the hymen can be broken in other ways. T.I.'s response is, listen, doc, she don't ride no horses. She don't ride no bikes. She don't play no sports. So check that hymen and give me the results expeditiously. That's a direct quote from the podcast.
Shout out to Sky's T.I. impersonation.
There you go.
Wow.
I think it's not bad, right?
That was interesting. You went with it.
I did.
I mean,
okay. I watch a lot of T.I. and Tiny on
VH1. You and I don't have kids. None of us on this show has kids. Would we do this ourselves if we had a daughter?
Well, no, hell no, man. I'm not going to be controlling nobody like this. So the subject, this topic is blown up on social media, right? Yeah. T.I. is under scrutiny from everyone for this controlling behavior. His daughter's 18, for God's sake. She can do whatever
True,
she wants, right?
Right?
And even his daughter now has unfollowed him on social media as this backlash continues to unfold.
Oh, you know that's bad when you get unfollowed.
Oh, man.
How old is T.I., first of all? He's 18, and you know these rappers, they get like, their kid's like at 12, right? So like,
I guess she can't do whatever you like.
Hey, good dude, tie in there. Get the rim shot for that one. I mean, whatever. Yes, that's a whatever. Because what are you supposed to do? The kid's 18.
So, yeah, right. Well, but he said annually, so he's been going her whole high school, like, life. He's been going with her to the gyno. It's kind of heavy duty, right?
Well,
it's a little intense, man.
That's why his career.
You got to lay off. The dad's got to lay off, man. You know.
All right. Well said. I just like the topic for the fact that you did a T.I. impersonation. So. Yeah. What else we got?
Thank you. All right. So speaking of saying ignorant shit news, singer Tamar Braxton was recently on her Instagram and said she had a public service announcement to make to all ladies.
All right.
Now you sent me this.
Shout out
article.
Tony Braxton.
So you obviously
crush
you're
for me. When
so
I'm
the now right. deleted post, which caused quite a controversy online, included a rant where she was quoted, "Yo, dudes out here really be gay. If a man lays with you 3, 4, up to 10 days and doesn't touch you, he's probably gay. He wants another man. And I put this on my mama, ladies." That's what she said. That's a
Tamar Braxton impersonation by you. It's pretty good.
So the bottom line is,
Tamar said, if you're a guy with that's married or has a girlfriend,
if you don't
touch her
for three days, up to 10 days.
So the countdown clock is on, men. If you guys want to proclaim something, touch a girl now or not.
I guess I'm coming out.
Is anyone touching anyone? Okay.
I'm on a dry run right now.
Can we have a female show up so we can touch them awkwardly? That's not going to happen.
You know, the ironic thing is Tamar Braxton, her first single she ever came out with in 2000, the song is called "If You Don't Want to Love Me, Don't Touch Me."
So, hey, all right.
Hey, shit.
Shout out irony.
You know what?
Wow.
She's sticking to it.
Yep.
She is sticking to it, wow. You know, so.
Well, do people like being touched, really? I mean, that's a thing. Like, when you say hi to someone, do you give them a hug and kiss?
It's that awkward Hawaii thing. You don't know what to do sometimes. You know, you shake their hand. You go in for that shoulder thing, and then with the girls you first meet them, you don't want to. You don't know if you want to go in with that weird cheek.
So how do you do it then? Are you just doing like the thing? You're doing this thing?
I don't know,
Uncle,
man.
Kiss auntie.
I just figure it out. You just figure it out in a moment.
Freeze.
Man.
Are you a hug and kiss kind of guy?
Hell yeah, bro. Hug kiss everybody, bro. Hug kiss everybody. Let's go.
Okay, kiss me. Okay, got it. It's just that's always the thing when you greet. Okay, people like me.
So, most of the people here in the room don't know you. Your day job is you're a personal trainer, right?
Yeah, dude. Shout out fitness.
Fitness.
Yes.
You're a fitness guy.
Exercising.
So, yes. Now on to a more inappropriate behavior in the gym news.
Perfect.
A recent poll in England, this is not in America, in England, says that of a survey of 2,000 gym goers in Britain, 20% of them admit to having sex at their gym with either a person they've met there or having sex with their personal trainer.
Hey, all right. Shout out that. Why I have this job? How is it possible?
I don't know.
Shawn Hyman just said it's gross.
Right. My recollection is the gym's not the cleanest place.
Okay. First of all, this bottom line, this one. We got the poll that was on IG. It was tied whether you want to have sex in the gym or not. So people are out there.
So it was 50-50? Was it 50-50?
All right. People want to have sex in the gym. People are ready to have sex in the gym. Why? Where would you have this at? It has to be after hours, or are you just going to do it in the bathroom, like nightclub style? Plus, it stinks. Peel out to say the least. So why would that
so
be a fantasy of
they
someone?
They interviewed a sex therapist or like a sex expert, and they said that the gyms are a rampant zone for pheromone release. So that's what causes
The ego runs
people.
Rampant over there, right? Because everybody's all like, you know, they're all, you know, walking around, you know, big chest, you know, put the weights back on the rack, all this kind of shit.
But here,
so right. that's the ego is driving this thing, which turns off a lot of women from going to the gym. That's the whole point of like how women don't like going to the gym.
You want to hear the rest of the survey? It said 10% of gym goers in Britain bring condoms to the gym.
Yeah,
because they don't know what they're going to get into.
So what is the gym that they're going to?
I have no idea.
There ain't no 24-hour fitness over there. So what is it over there?
Who knows?
It's got to be a BJ Penn. BJ. BJ.
BJ.
Penn gym.
BJ no pen. BJ in the pen.
The beef eater.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
That's not going to happen. I can't see that happening.
Yeah, man.
Not in the gyms I partake in. It's just too much stuff going on. You got warts on the ground.
Yeah, man.
You got all kinds of...
That's
you know,
all kind of staff infections happening.
Staff
man.
Infections everywhere. Yeah. You're going to die in there.
Is this why they ask you to wipe the machines down every time?
Wipe the machines, yes.
I think the British are just dirty people, man.
They don't brush their teeth, right?
You're just thinking some Austin Powers shit
I'm
right now.
I'm not going gym ever.
All right.
Well,
what else we got here?
Now, on the topic, on the
getting
topic
worse
of sex...
Worse, it seems like.
Well, I know,
it's
right?
like getting like we're going really into the depths
yeah,
of hell
Yeah, we're going into them. Well, on the topic of sex... Now, they did a recent survey on the We Network. Is that the Oprah Network or that's the O Network?
The
We Network is another women's network, right?
Right.
And they surveyed married women and married men on the celebrities that they fantasize who their hall pass would be. Basically, who would be the celebrity that they would fantasize about getting that hall pass on to have sex with?
Okay.
So the
and
results
the
are in.
Two?
You want to give some guesses?
What
do you think? Who do you think won for the ladies?
For the ladies?
For the ladies.
We got what, Channing Tatum or something?
Number one, Channing Tatum.
Hey, look at that.
Oh, look at you. Are you checking for Channing Tatum?
Wait a second.
29% of the votes, Channing Tatum.
Do women want to have sex with Channing Tatum in here? Anyone?
No, no women. No, nope, they don't like it. Ryan Gosling, number two.
What? Forgot about that guy.
Adam Levine and Leonardo DiCaprio tied for third.
Well, I forgot about Leonardo DiCaprio. What has he done lately?
Who the hell are they asking? That's whack.
What kind of women
are they asking?
I don't know. This is like survey of 3,000 people. Married people. Right. Married men were surveyed. What do you think? Who do you think was the number one for married men?
Ooh, that's
2019
a tough one.
Is where
Christina Ricci.
Wow, that's a rando.
Once again, DJ Freeze is not married.
That's a rando one right there. What is she doing?
What is Christina Ricci?
Bad.
All right.
Wow. Freeze, you're revealing a lot.
Any guesses tonight out there? We got Margot Robbie in the crowd. Any other guesses?
Anybody
in the
guessing?
Crowd? Who would be?
Man,
who
would you have sex with? Celebrity.
Or who would be your hall pass? Celebrity hall pass.
You're married and you're desperate and you're just, you know, depressed and you want to have sex. Who would that celebrity be?
Number one, 32% of the men votes, Jessica Alba.
Oh, yeah,
hey.
All right. Number two. Yeah. This
everybody
is surprising.
Just gets all like all razor surprising eyebrows in here. Right?
Mila Kunis, number two.
Yeah, all right.
And tied for third place. Megan Fox. Really? Megan Fox?
She's
still
alive?
This girl's still alive?
Where the hell's Megan Fox been?
She was bad.
Oh, wait.
I don't know if she's still bad.
She's married to Brian Austin Green.
And Kate Upton.
Forget it.
Oh, wow.
So, forget it. No. This was observing Kailu or something. Kate Upton.
Also on the survey, if you want to hear some other interesting things, the survey also asked married men and women about their habits. So they said, you know, you ready to hear some of this? I know it may be
habits
shocking for you because you're married.
What is habits? What
I
habits
know,
regarding what?
You're going to find out. So it said 30%
strange
of married women or married men imagine having sex with another partner other than their spouse.
In a dream or something? What does it mean?
Just
during,
think about it in
during
general.
During sex is what this
yes
was. Oh, okay, got it.
41% of women have faked an orgasm during their marriage.
Yeah.
That's a high mark. And then 48% of all spouses, men and women, get jealous when their partners talk or hang out with someone of the opposite sex, they feel threatened by their looks.
That's about right?
So you agree with all of those? You being the married man?
And being like, you know, divorce is high, yeah.
Well, it's 50% on that one.
Well, right.
That's the highest rate.
Well, because, I mean, all of that makes sense, and it looks at it really depends on the couple themselves. It comes down to that, right? It comes down to the couple themselves. It comes down to the person insecure, not secure. It comes down to how long they've been married.
Paying
attention.
Do they
give a damn anymore? Anybody touching anybody after 3 days? I don't know.
Yeah, shout out to Mar.
Shout out to Mar for that. So it all comes down to the couple. It really does. I mean, okay, honestly, okay, I'll say this for the record. For the record, I have never thought about somebody else while having sex. For the record.
With the person you're with. At that
correct.
Point.
Yes, to yes clarify. Yes, sorry. Sorry. To make that sentence correct.
Shout
yes
out Honey Wahine, your yes wife.
Don't call jeez her name. Remember, we call people by their ats on this show.
Yes.
So,
what is it?
Honey yeah Wahine.
It's yes like Mr. Miyagi. Always look eye.
Always look eye.
Always
yes
look
always
eye
look eye.
Always look eye. Don't yeah bow down. Yes.
I like it. So, all right. So, moving on from our
what else we got?
Our topics of the week, you're going to have...
It's getting scarier and scarier.
I heard
topics
you have a little bit of your Aaron rant of the week
well
on something that's
rant
really popular nowadays.
Well, we don't have to say it's a rant, but it's just something that just... It's a thing that kind of sets me off. Something that's finally the final nail in the coffin to be like, what
it's
is this shit?
It's pissing you off.
Right. And we have to talk about the infamous thing that I'm sick and tired of, and it's the infamous baby gender reveal party.
Oh, bro.
I'm tired of this shit. I mean, the thing that set it off was the woman who recently died. A grandma died as they were doing a gender reveal party. They made some kind of a bomb thing to go off with that pink dust, blue dust shit, and it turned into like some pipe bomb. And the shrapnel hit the lady in the head.
Where was
her instantly
this?
This was in this
in
was last
Bangladesh
weekend.
Where was this?
This was in America, bro. What are you talking about? You find these stories about the elephant gin and shit, and you can't even find about woman dying. This was last weekend.
Well, we could talk about this story. I mean,
was killed last weekend when a homemade contraption crafted to send pink or blue powder into the atmosphere at a gender reveal party accidentally exploded like a pipe bomb. Traveled hundreds of feet.
And they killed grandma?
Killed grandma in the face. Done. All right.
I don't mean to laugh.
Tutu went out at the gender reveal from a pipe bomb.
Well,
in
Arizona, one life's coming in once.
In Arizona. No, there's more. All right. In Arizona, 2017, gender reveal sparked a wildfire that destroyed tens of thousands of acres of land.
required a week of firefighting to get under control. So the guy who created this gender reveal party, he got fined.
What the $8 million
In restitution from Coronado National Forest. That's where it was in Arizona.
What the hell?
This is real shit going down.
What the hell is going on?
Arnold ain't doing no gender reveal party.
I want to know what's going on, and I want to know right now.
Arnold, you're getting too much time. Terminator suck. So I'm just saying, this is a real deal shit that is out of control.
Well, my sister had a gender reveal party. They just popped a balloon. I think it's just going off with these extravagant bombs and explosives.
I just saw a video where someone farted the color.
Right. Oh, that's kind of fun. Hey, why don't we? Yeah, that's a
and
great
the people
one.
Were like, yeah.
So they just
the
put
boy.
Like they just put blue or pink powder in their ass crack and then
yeah,
shot it out.
I don't know how hey. They started it.
Yeah,
I'm
that's going
saying,
great. Yes. Once again, freeze. What goes on at Kailua? I don't know.
Sponsored by Zippy's Chili.
It's a stupid waste of time. It's just a way to get. I can understand parents want to document everything that goes down for this situation, but why does it matter what the gender is? Why do we need to be so excited if it's a boy or a girl?
You know what?
I mean, why is that? You don't see that going on for like the any other kind of homosexual couple or any kind of other couple that's have a person having a kid by themselves. It's like it's a get attention. It's to get like a minute video on IG. Who gives a shit? I tell you what, no one cares. There is no one, honestly, that's going to care.
How about we have a healthy reveal,
gender.
Healthy baby reveal party? Just right? Make sure the kids.
How do we do that? We get the picture of the X-ray or something. We look, see the thing's traveling, right? Like, how do we do that? It's a total waste of time. I don't know if would you do a gender reveal party?
No,
you have a kid. That's what I'm saying. It's a total waste of time, and that just grinds my
just
gears.
Just reveal the baby when they're born.
Obviously, you're now visibly upset. So why don't we lighten the mood up and we'll end the segment on a positive note?
Why don't people die? You know, shrapnel.
Don't sleep pick of the week. Come on, let's end something with something you like or something you want to give a shout out to that you feel is underrated or underappreciated.
Before we end the segment here, before we end the segment out, let's go with something positive. I would like to shout out. I've never done this as of yet, but we need to justifiably shout out the Lord Ben Flores for being here, the bar manager. Here at the Highbrow Room. Now, this very program would not be slated here if it wasn't for this gentleman opening it up to us. Very first show was recorded here was in October of last year.
That's right.
Where we did the Halloween show.
That's right.
And it was basically just us in here by ourselves in the dark.
Well, if it wasn't for Ben, this show wouldn't even be here.
Correct. So that is why we have to shout this man out, not only for the cocktail genius that he does, but for the hospitality that he gives.
The intro,
the energy. Always 100%. It's just due. We give this man.
That's right.
The,
he's not serving
recognition
gin
he deserves.
With elephant doo-doo in it.
No elephant shit in the
whack.
Gin. And touching hymen. So yeah, none of that.
He won't go and check your hymen.
He won't go that far. He'll bend over backwards for you, but not that backwards. Yes. All right. Sorry. Shout out to the Lord. All right. We got a lot of stuff to go
right.
with here, so let's go and take a break here. But then
we got guest galore performance.
I tell you what, Kombanwa.
Yeah.
Eric is here.
Punchbowl Coffee,
finally,
Terrace House.
After
yeah.
years of trying to get this gentleman on, we're going to go and talk about a show that we all love. And then we're going to have, of course, performance from what we mentioned earlier. Kids Need Food is here.
Yeah.
And they're going to go and rock it again. So let's take a break here. Sleep time's over.
Woo!
Well, not six in forever. Rock a block, Rockefeller.
I'm feeling it. Feel the bass.
Keep it real, little
I'm
most.
Feeling it.
Marcy.
The legs pushing up on
the
I'm feeling it. Feel the high that you get from the life.
Feeling it.
If you feel
yeah.
the rage,
keep it real, little most. I know you're feeling it.
Sleep time's over. We'll be right back.
That is correct. Yes, definitely. We are back. And before we get our first guests go with news and notes for the month of November going into December, we have next week is the Thanksgiving special.
That's right.
We're going to have Rucka. We'll be back. He's going to be doing a cooking demo part 2.
We don't
two.
Know what he's going to be making, right?
He made mac and cheese previously, so
like
he'll
a
probably
turkey
make...
a la king thing or something?
Well, turkey mac and cheese.
Turkey mac and cheese.
What is turkey a la king? What is turkey a la king?
Bro, it's like the most holiday shit ever.
It looks
delicious.
Like cream of mushroom soup.
You know
with
what that is, really?
Bro, okay. Hell yeah, it's delicious.
Like sloppy Joe. It's like a cafeteria food.
It's so delicious.
Yeah, it was cafeteria food.
Regardless.
Turkey a la king was just like hamburger surprise, right?
Don't be
like,
judging me.
Well, Rucka will not be making that, but he'll be making something next week. We'll also have the first timer on the show, Just Bone. Is
hey.
On. And no, I'm not talking about previous topics of the segment one. We're talking about Just Bone, promoter extraordinaire. Who is still on K2H. He is like 69 years old. and still on K2H. So we're going to find out why.
Taking ceramics.
Why are you still on the air? And he's going to bring his itchy butt chicken, because as you know, itchy butt chicken has a lot of bones in it, and you can guess what the tie-in. So it's
wow.
Then we have December. We're going to have the, I haven't really quite figured out December show yet, but I do know the Christmas show will be on December 17th. And our special guest, you ready?
Uh-oh.
Returning on the show for the third time, Mr. Robert Casimero will be singing.
Oh, what?
Look at Freeze.
Freeze is Hawaiian.
You heard that voice.
Freeze, you are Hawaiian, right?
Of course.
Yeah, so Robert Casimero will be here, and we're going to sing. And I always do a song to end out the year, so possibly a duet. I might possibly sing with Robert Casimero.
You're the lost Casimero brother?
And he's going to, no. But that's, no. But he's probably going to get pissed off, and he's not going to want to do it. But he's gonna be back for the Christmas show.
Casimero.
Good. Yeah, yeah, I didn't realize that. Thanks. Yes, that could work. But yeah, so that's coming up for the month of December going into the new year.
Exciting, and, man.
That's what it's about. So
next week is our Thanksgiving. We're going to also be talking about, we're going to do some Thanksgiving topics next week because we have Thanksgiving the following
What does
week.
That mean? What is that? We're talking about Idaho and potatoes? And
no, you'll see.
We got some topics.
We can say gravy plenty.
We're going to surprise you with them.
Oh, shit.
Watch you get an aneurysm before Thanksgiving.
I might have an aneurysm tonight, but I'm just saying, I forgot to mention in the first segment that a person messaged the show saying that there is a drinking game based off our show. Did you know that? I wanted to tell you about this.
Oh, no, I did not know this.
So there is a strange shot game. Whenever we say the word shout out on this show, you're supposed to take a shot.
Yep.
Now, we say shout out a lot on this show. I get it.
You say shout out a lot.
I get it. So there is a shot game. So we're going to have a count for this episode when it's released. We're going to maybe put like a counter. How many times we can do. Yes, I'm sure the video editor is going to love that shit. We're going to put a counter that's going to say the amount of times we say the word shout out. It's basically me saying the word.
Right.
That's you, bro.
Someone's going to die of alcohol poisoning.
Probably at least 69 million times. So a lot of alcohol people die. We can kill people off. There you go. Better than gender reveal parties. Our first guest is one of the original cast members of a great Netflix show that we all know and love, Sky.
One of the most addicting shows of all time.
Now, we were late to the party on this.
We were.
Now, I got, as you know, I'm a fitness person, and the people that I trained told me about this show, and I didn't quite understand what this show was. Mm-hmm. And this was during the Aloha State season. Mm-hmm. So they're telling me about this show to check this out. You have to watch this show. It's about Japanese people in a house. I'm like, what are you talking about? So I put on episode one, and then I see the one woman walking up Hawaii Low Ridge, and then I'm just from there sucked in. It just sucked me in immediately. I brought in at Honey Wahine. She's like, what is this shit? Sat down, sucked in. Then I told all these guys. I told you. I did not think you was going to get involved in this.
I didn't go to work.
He did not go to work, this man. All right? Think about this for a second. And then we have a shout out, Sean Iman. He is a major fan. What the hell are we doing? But it was an amazing show.
Yep.
It was just unlike anything we've seen.
Yeah.
And I really don't know what else to say, but this has been we have lots to talk about with this with this show. Yes, Dakimasu. We have lots to talk about with this guy. So let's bring him on in, because he's also a thing that he started on the show that built was Punch Bowl Coffee.
That's right.
And this is it. And we're gonna go finally discuss with the man. Eric, where are you? Woo! Here he is. Your boy, Wes.
Konbanwa.
Konbanwa, yes.
Yoroshiku onegaishimasu.
Sugoi. That alone makes it. That's it. That already does it, yes. Good night, everyone. That's it.
Make sure you keep the mic close.
You want to keep the mic close, or you can just... Right, yeah, either way. But Wes, coming up to the intro of Wes. What's Wes doing right now?
I think he's in L.A. He left Japan, almost
for
a
good
year.
For good? Okay.
Kind of. Like,
really?
He got tired of the music scene in Japan, I think. I'm assuming.
Yeah.
And then he's trying to look for the real deal in L.A.
Oh, good luck
practicing,
to him.
Practicing.
Good luck to
like, rapping in English.
Okay, right.
No, he's getting better.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Because we were all thrown. That was an infamous episode. The infamous Wes performing
filmed
at Next Door.
Next Door.
And oh, yeah.
Now
I was there.
Were you
too.
There? Now?
Yeah,
you
was
there, right?
Yeah.
And like Taishi's jumping around, like he's
yeah,
crying
we
and jumping.
There.
Okay, right. So I tell you, this it sucks you in. All right, so we gotta get to what is your actual I have okay. Before I reveal the questions, I have listener questions. A lot of them to throw at you. Okay, so one, I'm going to start off right off the bat here from a listener. Because you look like a Filipino guy, what is your actual ethnic background, and where are you from?
I'm from Japan, but both of my parents are come from families of immigrants. So
okay.
My dad's half Portuguese, half Japanese. So my grandma's Japanese, and my grandpa's Portuguese. And then my mom is from Buffalo, New York. And then her parents are from Europe. So she's like Irish, German, English, French.
Oh, wow.
Something like that.
So how'd you end up in Hawaii?
I used to live in San Francisco for about 7 years. And then, like, I don't know, I got kind of tired of it. Like, it kind of changed towards the end.
Yeah.
Like, the last 2 years, I was like, oh, what should I do? Like, I was going to go back to Japan, but I kind of got used to the lifestyle in the States. I learned English. Like, I couldn't really speak English that good in San Francisco. So, like, once I learned it, I was like, oh, I can't waste that. Time in the States. So I went to Hawaii on vacation and then I really liked it. Like, people are so nice here, so I came back and then I don't know, I was just gonna see how it goes and then I just ended up staying.
Wow.
It's been like 5 years now.
5 years total?
Yeah.
So, because Aloha State came out in 2017?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, so we filmed in 2016.
Yeah.
So it's been like 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what are you up to these days? Talk to us about the infamous company you have here.
Yeah, pretty much my life now is all about Punch Bowl. I opened a boutique in Waikiki on Beach Walk. So
yes.
We have the coffee truck next to our boutique. Right next to each other. So we're still in the process of doing like the build out, like making it nicer. But
you scored on that. I was telling when we visited you on this past Sunday, it's the perfect setup. You got the truck, you can park it right there. And you got this room that just, what was that room before? If you guys have visited him, what?
That used to be a support kitchen for all the food trucks that used to be there.
Oh, okay.
So it was a
Beachwalk had the food truck situation. Oh, okay.
It was really like messy before I got in there.
Okay.
So I went in there, like fixed it up in about probably like 2 weeks.
Okay.
And just demolition, basically, like getting the drywall and change out the lights, fixtures and stuff. So
nice.
Yeah, it was a fun project.
Similar to how you were on the show.
Where
seemed like, you know, it took you 1,000 years to just get this punch bowl going.
I mean, it's a one man project.
One man deal. Yes, yeah. Unreal. So okay, so how did you get on the show? Let's go with that. What made you wanted to apply, and how did it happen?
Actually, like I never planned on it. My friend was like, "Oh, they're filming Terrace House in Hawaii," and then I was like, "Oh shit!" Because like I had punch bowl planned out already with my friend. I became friends with in Hawaii. He's from Vancouver originally, but he has like a design background and he's a photographer. And then one day we were just chatting and we were like, oh shit, like we should do something together.
Okay.
And then we ended up planning Punch Bowl. And then I was just thinking like when to launch it.
Yeah.
And then when I was thinking about that, my friend told me about it and I was like, oh, this is the best timing. So.
Right.
I went on the audition. Yeah, and I was lucky. I got through. Yeah. We did like three auditions probably.
So it's like three auditions, three rounds? Callback. Okay. Yeah.
Do you know how many roughly people they interviewed total? Or?
I think there was a lot. Like,
yeah. I can imagine that, yeah?
Yeah.
Quite a bit.
Probably more than like 300 maybe?
Yeah, wow.
Wow.
I don't even know actually.
Wow.
Wow. So what was your initial reaction when you got the call?
I was like, yes.
Did you do the
interview?
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yes. So, how was the house? Now, the house itself was on Hualalo Ridge. What first impressions of the walking in there? Because I mean, the camera's already set up and whatnot. But so, as you were walking in, day one.
It's a beautiful house. Like, I never lived in a house with a pool in it. So that was, like, amazing. The view.
You guys all jumped in the pool every beginning of the episode. This is how hardcore we are, ladies and gentlemen. So, yeah.
Like, at the time, I was staying in a little studio in kind of close to Don Quixote. So moving from there to that house was like...
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I felt like I was too spoiled.
Right.
But, yeah. But it's weird. Like, after a week, you don't think of it much. It's like...
Right, right.
Oh, there's a pool.
You don't even yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So first impressions of... Because you're one of the original members. Mm-hmm. Let's go down and you know, here, shout out. Let's go down the line. Yuya, who was just in town recently. Yep. Too bad he couldn't stick around for this. We got Avian, Lauren, the infamous one. We Yusuke. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about him later. And Naomi was the last one, I think. What were your first impressions of them all? Meeting them.
They're all very interesting. Like, very different. Everybody has their own character. Like, so I was like, oh, like, it'll be a interesting ride living with them for a couple months.
Anybody initially was like, oh, pretty hot, huh? No.
Oh, yeah. Like, all the girls.
Well, all of them, right. That's how they cast this show.
Like them, man.
Yeah.
It's the whole point of the show.
Yeah. They're like, oh, is she ugly? Okay, yeah. Got it.
Like, oof.
Sky, anything you wanted to add?
Well, so how long total were you guys in the house to film that entire season?
I forget. Like, it's a long time.
Yeah, it was like 6 months? Eight months?
Oh, no, longer.
Year and a half?
The season, right? Because it was like 36 episodes
of
this thing.
So year
right?
and a half?
Something like that.
Year and a half.
Yeah.
And so the way the show is cut together, what I was curious about was like, so you get like a 1 hour episode, right? And the way you see the footage cut together, would you say like they're taking that footage to put together for 1 hour episode is like made up of like 1 week, or it's different every time, or
yeah, I think
because they gotta condense it down.
Seems like it was
right?
a week, right? Like a week's worth of highlights of stuff, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Unreal.
I didn't know how those shows work, because we watch like Real World on MTV or any of these other reality shows. You don't quite know how much time is passing.
Yeah, I think
they don't let you know, right?
I think it's different for every
show, yeah.
Right.
Every show. Yeah.
But there was a total episodes where, was it in the 36, 37?
I don't even know, actually. I know I was in like 12 episodes, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, something like that.
And then I guess we'll go with it. Here's another listener question. Initially, you were into Lauren, but played it cool and later tried to cockblock Yusuke a bit with her. Then you were kind of into Naomi for a bit, but definitely left her hanging. So, looking back at that, what do you think of back then?
Nah. Like, to be honest, my take on that is like, you're not going to meet like someone that you're going to like go out with like you have like a 30% chance of meeting someone. Like, because there's three girls, three guys.
Right.
And then, in your daily life, you meet so many people.
Of course.
Like, it's actually harder to meet someone in the house that you're going to get along with.
Right.
So
it's not so much a love worth dying for.
Closer to the mic, bro.
Sorry. Oh, no.
There we go.
Oh,
no. Yeah.
Hey, Freeze, good call there. Freeze is all over the place. Well done. But yes, so
yeah, I don't know.
Shout out Freeze, like, add to the shout out counter.
Yeah, all right. Add that to the count. Okay, so here's another one. This is a thing that took place during the show, and this is another fan question. One of the biggest issues early on was you leaving Naomi on the beach after offering to teach her how to surf.
Oh, yeah.
Later, the other two female members crapped on you hard. In the end, they forgave you and said, can we hug it out? You jokingly said no. No one laughed. Do you have any rebuttal or explanation for that saga? I had to rewatch that one. I kind of forgot about that. Yeah, it was a,
like,
it was a hoot.
I didn't think it was a big deal, so like, I was like, I felt like it was overreaction.
Yes.
So
passive aggressive women.
Yeah. You, honestly, you were, like, I don't think none of them cared.
And Naomi was the first to go, right? So yeah, that was it.
No, but like we're super cool now.
Okay, yeah. So everyone's all they come visit you, cool, and then they come back, and right. I would think so. Yeah.
Drink your coffee.
So
yeah,
I gotta say. So then we go to the pop up store. That was initially from the get go that you were talking about the pop up, the creation of that. That was, I guess, something that was thought of before the show even started.
Mm-hmm.
What was that process like, getting that figured out week by week while you have cameras and you have all of this other action going on?
Oh, like from day one, it was like a time limit. Like, what can I do within those? So I was there for like 3 months.
Yep.
So I was like, what can I do in 3 months? And then the answer was a pop-up.
Like, yep.
Yeah. But it was still like cutting it close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And initially the pop-up was at a store.
Yeah.
Where was this now again?
A store called Uni Bazaar in Waikiki on Royal Hawaiian Avenue. But now it's in the Waikiki Shopping Plaza.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, like, I didn't even know like where to put the pop-up. And then my friend's dad was friends with the owner of Uni Bazaar, so I got super lucky.
Oh, and that's how they got... Oh, great.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was explained on the show of how you got the location, but...
Oh, yeah. That's,
I think they probably did, but yeah.
Oh, no. I don't think
Oh, they didn't reveal
that.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, I was super lucky. And then I went to talk to the owner of the store, and then they were super stoked. And then...
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a fun time, like getting to know everybody at the store, and then like we'll just hang around after hours.
Right.
Yeah.
And I always remember that... Right, you'd be there, and then they always would cut maybe to a shot of you sawing something. And we're just, what is he building? We don't know what this pop-up's going to be, but he's building something. And that was always an ongoing thing of the show.
Yeah.
So, let's go with something else that was an ongoing thing in the show. Our good friend of Yusuke, a great character, a great man. He played the ukulele.
Yeah.
Very well.
A player, too, yeah.
Right. He had a history with women. That really kind of didn't really hit as far as Yusuke. He visited you recently, right?
Yep.
Right.
About maybe 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
Yeah, 2-3 weeks ago.
And I have to say that he was a part of one of the saddest moments, I think, in television history. Yes. It was something that to this day, if I were to rewatch, I always, it just changes my mindset even further. It's the night he took Lauren out to the movies.
Yeah,
and they're walking down from War Theater, and he tells Lauren, "Can we have dinner?" And Lauren just tells me, "Get the hell out of here." He didn't say
that. She didn't say that.
But she came up with this lame excuse: "I gotta go look at my grandma or something." And then she walks out, and Yusuke made a reservation, which we didn't know happened or you could do ever, at Kaka'ako Kitchen. And he goes into Kaka'ako Kitchen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And there's a reserve sign on the table.
And there's a reserve sign on the table. And then we cut to Yusuke sitting outside, eating, I don't know.
He's eating catfish.
Eating catfish, very depressed. The saddest moment in television history. Do you watch the shows back? And I was going to say, did you see that moment of him just eating by himself? And what's your take on that guy? Is he ever going to get laid? Or what's his
Holy moly.
I'm sure he will.
Okay.
I'm just
making sure.
I always tell him, like, he just needs to, like, get out there and then just experience, like, different situations and build his personality, like...
Yeah, his confidence.
Yeah, confidence. And, like... But one thing that I always think is, like, you know, that Kaka'ako Kitchen place, like, there's all these Japanese tourists that go there to eat catfish.
Yeah.
And then I don't think they sell catfish in the daily that much. But like the owner is probably wondering like why everybody's ordering.
That was the title of the episode or something like the taste of catfish. Or
it was something
crazy
about catfish.
Yeah.
I would think Kaka'ako Kitchen should make the special Yusuke table.
Make the terrace house plate.
A terrace house
and
plate.
You only can eat it when you're alone.
Right, exactly.
And crying.
And that would sell. Well, then you, because he goes before this infamous date, he goes and he asks you for advice. I think he asks Yuya for advice. He asks his hairdresser for advice or something. Everyone's giving all different answers. And
he's a very endearing guy, though. Seems like a sweet guy.
Well,
a
very nice guy,
he
right?
He's got to get that confidence.
Well, like you said, he needs to get the experience.
And, yeah, experience.
So as you've talked to him since the show ended, has he had a girlfriend since?
I don't know. Like, maybe.
Because you know he's on the new season. I think I mentioned to you this when I visited you that there's a new terrace house back in Tokyo now,
right?
And they brought him back in, and without trying to spoil anything, he immediately tries to hit on the women that are in the show, and it doesn't go anywhere. But hopefully
it goes through.
He's a good guy. He's a good guy. Yeah. Sky, anything on Yusuke?
He's taking a shot. No, I was a fan, man. I was just like, he's a great ukulele player. I think he's the most confident when he's on stage. He just needs to figure out how to take that confidence that he
has on
stage.
Shout out Eden Kai.
And he needs to
express
it out in public. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I think, he's starting to get out of his comfort zone.
Yeah, he's got
to
get out of his
shell. Well, that's good, right? Right.
Like, I think he's going to venture into working in the... in mainland more. That's what he told me last. Like, he's got albums out, right? He's recorded
albums and he's touring and he's so you know,
you just gotta find the next step.
Yeah, he's trying to like,
if you're not smooth, you're not smooth. I'm just saying, you can have all kinds of stuff.
We're not all DJ Freeze,
we all can't be DJ Freeze. So, Yusuke leaves the show and he's replaced with someone else, and that someone else goes by the name of Taishi. Now, clearly, if you're a watcher of this show, Taishi was the MVP, I guess, on many levels. A man of, seems to be the nicest guy, the nicest, greatest heart, cries on command, pretty much, really. And creator
of...
Has
a Taishi shirt.
I have a Taishi shirt. I have the stick. I was going to bring the stick, and we do this thing he does with the stick. He does this weird shit with the stick. And he coined the infamous phrase, a love worth dying for. And he needed to get married by 30. What were your first impressions of him?
I only lived with him for a week.
Was it only a week? Yeah. Right, because you were there and you left. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then like when I left, like all the guys that I lived together didn't even care, but Tyson was like bawling.
Yes. Yes,
after
was.
1 week.
Wow. So I mean,
it feels deep, man. Because
he literally dated every single gal that came on the show as soon as they entered the show. Because Terrace House, for people that don't, the people can leave the show and they get replaced with someone else. So it goes on for a long span of time, and that's the process. But she didn't play around. He just kept going after it and trying to find.
He's a. Very, how do you say?
Persistent.
Persistent.
Was that it?
Yeah.
You can say that.
Yes. Atsui otoko.
We're supposed to bring the Taishi. Well, you didn't bring the Taishi picture. I was going to have a Taishi picture in honor of Taishi. But,
do you know why his t-shirt's called T4?
No.
Because T is for Tai, and then 4 in Japanese, Shi. So it's Taishi.
Well, that's easy.
Excellent.
That's a money banker.
I don't think he makes t-shirts anymore.
So what does he currently do now?
He's doing a YouTube channel in LA with 3 guys, which is doing pretty good.
Okay.
And then I think he just got a position in like some Hollywood.
Oh, yeah?
I think so.
Oh.
I think.
Oh, good.
Yeah, he's doing really good. He's always hustling.
And he just comes across as the nicest guy.
Yeah, but ever, he works really hard. Like he's always auditioning, but like working at the same time. Like
right.
He's a good
guy.
And
he was dating that girl Chicago for a while, right?
Yep.
We entered
for a while. They broke up, though, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Chicago always eating a banana on the show. Did you catch that? They always cut to her eating a banana.
Really?
It was some weird, some kind of a thing. They zoom in on her. Taishi was trying to go, and they finally got together. But unfortunately, they recently broke up.
Oh,
big situation on Instagram.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was big news.
And he cried.
right? And
maybe.
So this show is so huge in Japan. So when you go back to Japan, a lot of people recognize you. Then.
No, actually, no.
Yeah, so is it bigger in America than it is in Japan?
No, I think like when I'm in Japan, nobody expects me to be there. So like they don't really talk to me. They just think I'm a random like gaijin.
Wow. So then we got to go with... So then Naomi leaves the show and then she's replaced with Anna.
Yeah,
you were still there on the show, right? So first impressions of Anna.
I think like she was the most chill girl.
She seemed, didn't you?
Yeah. Like very like outgoing. She serves. She likes to drink. Like when I was there, like nobody drank. So I was like always drinking by myself, which is pretty sad.
Lame.
I never drink by myself. So, but yeah, but that week was like really nice. You know.
And then so then you left shortly thereafter and replaced with Guy.
Yep.
A lot of people seem to be like a fan favorite. What was your initial thoughts of Guy?
Oh yeah, I love Guy. Like he's a character.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's like a Japanese Keanu Reeves kind of guy. Yeah.
So they just keep bringing in all these guys. It's just guys, and then they're all just all these good-looking people.
But he's literally like. Like, I never met a person like Guy. Like, he's in a different world.
Yeah.
But always thinking about surfing and always
he was like,
training like crazy.
Right. Because he was professional. Was he professional at that point?
Yeah. He was pro surfer at that point, right?
But he's a really good swimmer. Like, butterfly.
Oh, so that's another thing.
He's really, really good swimmer.
How old is he?
He's 23, 24 or something. Like
okay, because the ages would always vary on the show. Like, who was the oldest on the show? I think it was
Wes and Ty.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so then after you left the show, another woman entered. Sherry came onto the show. And she started some drama a little bit on the show, right? Yeah. Speaking of drinking... Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, what is your thoughts on back in the day with her? Because there was some episodes of that where you were hanging out.
And
do you still talk to her today?
Not really.
Is she still on island? Is she still here?
I don't even know. Like, okay, to be honest.
Okay. Good. Yeah. We're not inviting her on. Sky, what do you remember about Sherry?
She came on a little strong.
There was in some interview, right, where they said that she was medicated episodes on the show. Yeah. So, just any questions about?
Seemed erratic, a little erratic,
to say the least.
Yeah, I mean,
you're okay with it, though.
Yeah, I think everybody's like that.
That's true, actually. If you think about it,
She just kept it real.
Interesting. She got into a beef or something, right? There's some yelling or something. Yeah. Somebody crying. Yep. Okay. one to ten. Scale 1 to 10. Where would you rank Sherry as far as keeping it real, but you haven't talked to her in a while, but
no comment.
Okay. Good call. Good call. And of course you have to mention your intro song, The Great Wes. Instagram, Next Door, you performed it. Taishi's there jumping up and down. You guys are all there. When you first heard that song, what were your thoughts of? Was this guy going to make it with that song? Or
yeah, he actually, like, I think he made it with that song.
He did, right?
He did. So it's then, super catchy, like.
Oh, yes. If we gotta put that back up. We got freeze. We got to play that later because it's. He mentioned something about trying to find love or something on Instagram and make sure you get the likes and something.
Like when you can find a good picture, you take a selfie or something like that.
Yeah, it was all about taking selfies.
It's all about selfies. That's what it should be. So everyone here, just make sure you take enough selfies. Any random stories you can tell us about the show on or off camera? Anything weird happen
It threw off everything? Had to involve Wes, really. Right? No, nothing nothing Wes, Sherry related. Taishi had to have done something maybe kooky, no?
No, it's pretty accurate, the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So they don't manipulate it too much with the editing too much? Did you feel you were represented the way, you know, you are? Yeah. Oh, that's good. Yeah. Some of those MTV reality shows, you know, they get
a lot of over edits, right?
They get over edited.
No, I think that's why we like the show and that's why we enjoy the show is because you guys were very real. It seemed the most realistic show that's a reality, real life show that I think we've ever seen.
Yeah, it seemed authentic.
Yeah, everybody not going to see like guys washing dishes on Real World.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Right. There's a lot of dishwashing going on.
A lot of cooking, a lot of eating together, a lot of
cooking. What are we going to buy? Yeah. Yes, you don't see that kind of stuff. Not at all. Sky, anything else before we go into
So if they ever came up with a Terrace House All-Stars and they asked you to go back and live in another house, would you do it again?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there you
go.
You
sounds like fun.
So no regrets then. There you go.
Would
no
regrets. Any word of them coming back to Hawaii?
I doubt it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was like the first time they filmed outside of Japan, so.
Oh, okay, yeah. Right. Right, right. So let's go into currently. Let's go into the coffee that is prominently shown here. That is a dessert of the show right now. Punchbowl Coffee. What got you interested in the coffee making process?
Long story short, like me living in San Francisco, like exposed me to the whole coffee culture and the whole design aspect of it as well. Like I was studying interior design, architecture, graphic design and stuff. So whenever I was trying to think of ideas, I would go to cafes, just hang out there the whole day. Then kind of like almost copy what's going on at the cafe, like the interior, how they make the furniture and stuff. Yeah. So to me, like coffee and interior, the whole like design aspect is intertwined.
Yeah.
So... yeah, that's pretty much why I got
the design
into
aspect and led you to that, right? Yeah.
But whenever I would like I need to design some new furniture piece, like I'll go to cafes and design it. So when I was doing that, my idea was to sell my own furniture in my own cafe because like just living off of building furniture and selling furniture all day, like it's kind of hard to make it that way. Like you gotta be like super famous, like Eames level, like
right.
Oh, this is the Eames chair, like everybody's gonna buy it. But like I wasn't at that level, so I wanted a platform to sell my furniture. So I created a Punch Bowl, and then now it's not a platform just for furniture, but all types of things like music. Graphic design, t-shirts, the whole like.
That's a great layout.
Oh, thank you.
Great layout because it's very sleek and it's like in the design of something that you would find of a set San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you definitely follow that path.
Yep.
And speaking of music, we gotta go into Paohana Sessions. Now, shout out to Paohana Sessions. They're recently their show. For the people that don't know, they're a show that is a musical. Kind of a talk show, but it's mostly they feature Hawaiian music and they feature them in your truck.
Mm-hmm.
And they're performing inside of your truck. And this is how I found out about the connection because I didn't know if you were still here on the island. And I happened to see Paohana Sessions and you had, I think it was like Nick Kurosawa or Charlie and those guys. And then they were performing in the truck. So how did that whole collaboration begin?
So I used to have my truck at UH.
Yep.
And then I became friends with Rod and Ethan.
Yeah, shout out.
Both they professors. Are here.
I think they're still here, yes.
And then they gave me the idea of doing Paohana Sessions in the truck. And I was like, hell yeah, like that sounds so cool.
It's a great concept.
Yeah.
Excellent concept. Yeah.
I think the first Paohana Sessions was with Nick Kurosawa and Otoro.
Yeah.
And then they had the... DJ set up, and then Nick was in, I think, no, he was in the other end of the truck, and then I was on the opposite end of the truck making coffee. So the basic idea is like they would perform about three songs, and then within those three songs, I'll make my siphon coffee. And then by the time they finish the session, I'll finish my coffee making, and then I'll pour them coffee and then go into the interview.
Right.
Yeah.
So the coffee process takes, the coffee that you make is called the what?
Siphon.
And 10 minutes usually?
Yeah, like I time it so like they could go through their songs so it's freshly brewed.
Wow.
Yeah. But the shortest will be like probably 4 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's strong coffee, so it's good.
Yep. Yep.
It's no joke. Yeah.
You definitely
and jittery as it is.
You had with it?
The punch bowl coffee.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
More so.
You're gonna feel it.
Doesn't mess around. Yes. What's next for a punch bowl coffee? What? Anything else as far as
just
expansion?
Yeah, I'm always thinking about expanding. I think the ultimate goal is to have punch bowl in like different countries.
Yeah.
I think the first place will be in Japan, probably Osaka or Tokyo.
Yeah.
And then I'm also thinking maybe like Vancouver or San Francisco. Right. Like whenever, wherever like I have friends or I've lived before.
Right.
Yeah.
Not South Africa. You don't want to go over there.
Nah.
Make a gin over there.
Yeah. I heard about that.
Yeah. Before we go, let's do this one before I let you go here. Let's play word association. I'm going to throw out some names of cast members and just in one word, just describe them.
Mm.
So let's go with Yusuke. One word.
Tensai.
Well, how about that? Lauren.
Tensai.
Okay, don't make this third a charm, Eric. Avian. Shout out 88 T's. Might get her on the show. Huh?
Very bright.
Okay, I'll take it for one word, but yeah, it works. we go with Yuya, just your roommate for a little bit.
Homie.
Yeah. Chicago. Banana.
Yep.
She was the hottest one on the show. In case
she was my favorite. I didn't want to say that creepier than that.
Well, it sounded kind of creepy already, but it's fine.
My favorite.
And then, of course, let's go with Taishi. You can use multiple words, I think, for Taishi because he deserves multiple.
Very, how do I say? Sorry, I can only think about Japanese word.
We haven't mentioned he was the guilty samurai. We didn't mention that.
Oh yeah, guilty. Mr. Guilty. Right,
forgot to throw that out there.
There we go.
Yeah, guilty can be. Does what's the last time Taishi been on the island?
I think February.
Okay.
This year?
Okay.
Yeah.
What's got anything else you want to add to this one?
No. Thanks for doing the show.
I tell you what, is great. Great that I saw you on Paohana Sessions, really, that led to all this. Because I know I was freaking out as soon as I saw that. Like, big fans was coming off right after we finished the season. And just so happens we cut to, you're still on island. And I told him, told her.
What are the hours for Punch Bowl Coffee? What are the hours?
Yeah, so
10 a.m. to 8:30 every day.
Every day this man.
Every day. Wow. I'm there every day, pretty much.
Jeez. Wow.
Except when I have to go to Costco.
Hey, see, real talk, Costco. See, just like Teresa. So, you guys, Scott, you guys check it out. It's really great coffee.
I saw the pictures.
Everyone
took
come check
over
it
here,
out.
So, yeah, I want to try the coffee. Yeah,
and then the desserts here are made out of the punch bowl coffee itself, the coffee chocolate cupcakes as well here. So, yeah, great pleasure to have you on, sir.
Thank you.
Let's give
there
it
we
up.
Go, woo. Eric. There
thank you so much.
Let's take a break. Sleep time's over.
ありがとうございます.
Dakimasu.
またよろしくお願いします.
Back to close it out. Kids Need Food is here, everyone. How about it? And I gotta say, and I said this earlier, I don't venture out past Kalihi.
I just don't. I'm tired.
Yeah.
But for the fact, I did this, and I did this for the fact to see yourself perform and your album release party. It takes a lot to get me out of Cleve, so I tell you what.
I appreciate that.
great party, by the way. For the people that don't know, what was the origin of why you call yourself Kids Need Food?
Well, just growing up, there's a lot of us, and it's just a fact, for one. But it's a spin on a lot of things. You can take it however you know. It's a lot of meanings in it, so I can't really just say one. But it's mostly because it's just a fact. All things are, any way you put it, it's a fact. So I can't. It's just a perfect thing that fits.
He's got to eat,
for real,
right? I mean, if not,
any way you put it, yes.
All right, let's talk about the new album. Album just released, November 11th.
Yeah,
just the other day here. Talk to us about it.
Yesterday, it just released yesterday, and that shit—it's been a long time coming, and it's something we wanted to do for a long time, and eased ourselves into it. So it's an exciting moment for us, and like, it's a good build up. So I'm excited for it.
How many tracks you got on this album?
22.
Wow, wow, that's so not 2019 right now.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Wow,
which is the point. Yeah, yeah.
How long was the overall length of the album? Is 22 songs.
I'd say 1:30, probably.
You don't hear that. See, quality stuff. 1:21. Jay Nance is here.
My man.
Let the IGs continue. All right. So then we're going to be performing tonight. What song?
Release. I never perform. It's like, it's one of my favorite songs. I never perform it, so I'm excited.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Anything performance-wise going to be coming for the coming weeks? Any concerts you got?
Well, on Friday, I'm opening for Dumbfounded. And
oh, nice. Shout out Just Bone. Just Bone production.
Yeah.
Right. Right, there you go. Dumbfounded is here.
And a bunch of stuff after.
Well, nice.
Yeah.
And we got a shout out. Freeze changed. This isn't DJ Freeze. We have Freeze. Freeze upgraded a little bit. So we're going to go with moniker. So it's, we have to say at Fresh Pineapple. Show your shot.
Oh, yes, Fresh Pineapple. Yes. Fresh with 3 H's. Right.
And you DJ on the mainland?
Yes, I do, for Dash Radio in Hollywood. Shout out to Dash.
Upgrade, right? Yes, and I have to say, unofficially, she has the best IG stories. She wins the award. I've christened her the award, the best IG stories. If you follow her, very creative IG stories. I don't know how you do it. There's all kind of collages and things. I don't know how you do the shit, but it's fine. I'm old. But yes, best IG story. Fresh Pineapple, behind the decks, the DJ. Kids Need Food. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Why not? Sir. Hey, this release. Yeah. It's off the album, Fear None. Go check that shit out. Yeah. 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 Yeah, it's something fine when it's I get released. Why Liverpool, what is I, what it is? Why I gotta go, what a mind can exist? I'ma be back soon, homie, don't even trip. When the mind get released, struggle when the mind get released. Homie, when the mind get released, when the mind get released. Struggle when it's I get released. Rest in peace of all enemies, huh? Something fine when it's I get released. Why Liverpool, what is I, what it is? Why I gotta go, what a mind can exist? I'ma be back soon, homie, don't even trip. When the mind get released, struggle when the mind get released. Yeah. It's something fine when the mind get released. We ain't special, but we can be unique. Ever seen a wolf get chased by sheep? Cold beat like a mink, stoned out like a sphinx shit. Come with everything but the kitchen sink. Try not to go insane, get me off this leash. I run on concrete, leave a deep crease. I let go this beast, homie, it's fuck peace. And I know that I can go for my smoke. Knocking on them side doors, dodging on them goggles. I've been fading out, ayy, but never losing my course. Never in the line, no. Out the box, man, I saw. I done seen a lot, ayy. Find me rolling out, ayy. Reaching out a lot, ayy. Blowing on the light, ayy. Posted on the clouds, Lord. I'm just trying to find more. Get me through the front door. I done seen a lot, no.
I've been rolling now, some fine when it's I get released. While living poor, what is I, what it is? So I gotta go with a mind, Kenny's ease. I'ma be back soon, homie, don't even trip when the mind get released. Talk when the mind get released. Homie, when the mind get released, when the mind get released. Talk when it's I get released. Rest in peace to all enemies. Some fine when it's I get released. While living poor, what is I, what it is? So I gotta go with a mind, Kenny's ease. I'ma be back soon, homie, don't even trip when the what? I'm always wide eyed. Never catch you with a side blind. Took a dip in the lava. Smoking on a fat joint, sipping kava. Rank shots by my harbor. But homie, you ain't hitting nada. Passion fruit like some guava. Running wet concrete to make it harder. Light all up in my aura. All my wrongs made me smarter. Shit, look daddy, I'm a father. I spread my wings to get farther. Crunch time, then I plant a fat crop. Now it's come for that time for me to harvest. Shit, I ground, tell about the flat line. Sensitive about my shit, I'm a artist. Shit, straight from the blind sauce. About to wild out, get up off him. Whoever said that words don't hurt, lied. I send mine with a coffin. One of me make three, so see if I go against you, better forfeit. Since my birth, I've been bidding up this heaven on this earth. Not ready, but it's gorgeous, so I lay some fine when it's I get released. While living poor, what is I, what it is? So I gotta go where the mind can exist. I'ma be back soon, homie, don't even trip when the mind get released. Talk when the mind get released. Homie, when the mind get released, when the mind get released. Talk when it's I get released. Recipes are all enemies, huh? Some fine when it's I get released. While living poor, what is I, what it is? So I gotta go where the mind can exist. I'ma be back soon, homie, don't even trip when the mind get released. Talk when the mind get released. Homie, when the mind get released, when the mind get released. Talk when it's I get released. Recipes are all enemies, huh? Yeah, 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 yeah. Hey, that's released. That was exciting as fuck for me. Some fine when it's I get released. While living poor, what is I, what it is? Why I gotta go where the mind can exist. Recipes are all enemies. I'ma be back soon, homie. Don't even. Gonna be back soon, homie. Gonna be back soon, homie. Recipes are all enemies. Gonna be back soon, homie. Don't even trip. About to be back soon, homie. Don't even trip. About to be back soon, homie. Don't even trip. Recipes are all enemies, huh? Thank you. That's release.
Nice, nice.
Thank you.
Excellent. Let's get out of here. So let's go with shout out to everybody here at the High Bar Room. Thank you all for being here. Give yourselves a hand here. Come on. Yeah, shout out DJ Freeze in the back. Shout out Jay Nance for finally showing up. Shout out Sky Cameron. KO with the sound. If there's no sound, that's it. Shout out Sakai and Company, Punch Bowl Coffee, Chocolate Cupcakes. That was right, right? Okay, yes. Shout out Eric for being here. Shout out Pow Out of Sessions for being here. We got all kinds. There's a qualify in here. I don't know how's he stuck. Qualified is here. Shout out Jim Hurdle for being here. Unreal. So let's go. Sleep time's over. We're out. Good night.
Thank you for listening to Sleep Time's Over. Time's over. No sleeping tonight.